The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Yechiel Rothschild, Dayan in the Beis Havad Rabbinical Court, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Erevin, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, is talking about the characteristics of the Koira. The Tanakhama say that it has to be Rachba Kadei L'Kabel Riach and Bria Kadei L'Kabel Riach. It has to be wide to be Mekabel Riach and strong to be Mekabel, enough to be Mekabel Riach. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Rachba Apal Pishein Bria. It should be wide enough to be Mekabel it, but it does not actually have to be Mekabel, strong enough to be Mekabel Riach. If it was made out of straw or reeds, then we look at it as if it was made out of metal that would actually be able to support an ariach, even though it can't. So let's try to understand what they're arguing about. So the Gemara Yudalid Amar Aleph. So Rashi explains in the beginning of the Mishnah the Shita Tanakama Roch Bakadei Lekabel Ariach. It has to be doime to kvius to build on top of it a binyan. So too in the beginning of the Gemara, Yudalad Amar Aleph, Divamasl Ma'amidi Akairo, Rashi says, Ubekairo hu deba'inan kvius, and by Akairo is that's where you need a kvius. Ki hechi de tehave heker me'alya, in order for there to be a heker me'alya. So the tachlis of the kvius that has to be roi for kvius binyan is to make a heker. In order to make it roi, the kvius binyan, it has to be strong enough also to be mekabel riach. Now let's try to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. If you do need the kaira in order to make a heker to be able to carry in that rishos, if so, so what's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that if he also needs a heker, that it has to be Rachba, Kedei L'Kabel Riach, so then he also holds that you need a heker. So why shouldn't he hold that for a heker you should also need for it to be able to be strong enough to hold an Riach? So Rabbi Yohanesan writes that the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is because he holds Kara Misha Mechitza. The Gemara brings that Shaila Daf Hamad Aleph in Ervin and wants to make it totally in a machlekes whether Kara Misham Heker or Kara Misham Mechitza. And over there, actually, if Kara Misham Mechitza, it's more Chomerdik than Kara Misham Heker. But Rabbi Yainasan wants to use it here that if it's Al Mechitza, it's more Kal than Heker in this respect. In that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kara Misham Mechitza, and since Kara Misham Mechitza, therefore you don't need a heker gomer, and it's good enough to have a heker muat. So really, everybody holds that you need that Kara Misham Heker. It's just the machlekes. Tanakhana Rabbi Yehuda is whether you need a big heker or a small heker. Now Pashtus Rabbi Yohanesan is going l'shitasoi in the beginning of the parak over there, that holds that the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a kar l'mayla michaf amo is also kosher, and that rochav yoyse me'aser is kosher is because he holds kar misha mechitza. And l'mayse, even if it's a medes me'ele, it's still kosher. But since you need to be samech das on it, so then it does alone. That alone is going to make a certain amount of heker, a heker to mixas. The only problem with this mahalach is that the Gemara later on, Daf Yudalid, brings down Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Omer Abaye, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Savelo Kavua Bechado Palagale Bechado. Savelo Kavua Bechado. He was like Rabbi Yehuda in one respect, the Islay Royan. Because he holds just like his father of Royan Asakiluhimat Shamatakas, even though it's not, even though it doesn't have the strength to hold up an Ariach, because Yehuda holds even Lamayla Me'asrim is kosher. Only if it's within 20 amos, the kur will be kosher. Mashenkin, if it's above, then it's not. Now, according to the way we just explained, how could you spalt? How would you be able to differentiate between these two dinim? Because the same reason that we use to be machshir Rachba kadei lekabel ariach, even though it's not bria kadei lekabel ariach, even though it's not strong enough to be mekabel ariach, is the same reason that we're being machshel amayla michof, because both of them just need a heker to mix us. So the only thing to say is that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on his father and holds that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that lamayla michof is a heker b'miktsas, but Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a heker at all because it's lamayla michof, and even if it's amidus me'aleho, it's kosher like we said before. And on that little prat, he's being chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, but really holds the side of Rabbi Yehuda that a heker b'miktsas is good. It's just lamayla michof, there's no heker. However, there is another mahalach that we could offer in order to be mazbuk shad and Rabbi Yehuda. That really, Rabbi Yehuda is choylik in gansen on Tanakama. That Tanakama holds, Kura needs a heker, like Rashi explains, that has to be doimit to kviyas binyan, livnus la binyan. However, since Rabbi Yehuda, like we explained before, holds that Kura mishum mechitza, therefore, he holds that it doesn't need a heker at all. And therefore, even l'mayla michof is kosher, which would be the pashtas. So the question arises, like we started off this year, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it needs to be wide enough to be mekabel and ariach? So avada, that's not because of the Rabbanan that hold that you need a heker. It's a zaytiga reason. There's a side reason why he holds that. The reason is that it shouldn't be a mechitza shagadiyam boikin boy, tachteho. That goats shouldn't be able to pass under it. Because the Ritva says on Daf Yadalid that when a kaira is a tapach wide, then there's no chisaron of gadiyam boikin boy, tachteho. Why? Because we say gerachis. Because the Ritva holds that less than a tafach, we wouldn't say gerachis. And this that it's mavur in the Gemara that without gedi and baikin boy we'd be machshir mechitza tuluya. That's even without gerachis, because it's enough that the mechitza is mafred between the two rishuyos. So it also helps for underneath, and only because of the chasarn of gedi and baikin boy the mechitza doesn't help on top for underneath. But when it's a tefach wide and you have a good achis, so it doesn't bother us that gedi and baikin boy, because now that there's good achis, there's a mechitza dinus. And since it's a mechitza dinus, that's enough to be machshirit. So that's the whole reason why he needs a kaira tefach, which is mitam mechitza. And therefore, this that Rashi explains in the Mishnah, that the reason why it needs to be a tefach wide to be a heker, that it's nitin l'kviyas binyan, and it only goes on the Rabbanon. Mashenkin, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds like before that it needs a heker b'miktas also, and therefore, even though he's makshir the kar mishum mechitza, and even though it's not bria, because you don't need a heker gomer, but l'mayla michof will be puzzle because you don't even have a heker b'miktas. And then it's much easier to explain the chelukim between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Mashenkin Lfi, Rabbi Nihainasan, it's much more dakistic, the chelukim between the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. With this, we could understand better the Shitas Rabbanan, what they hold, that they hold you need a heker gomer for kaira, and therefore it has to be strong enough to be mekabel and ariach, and they're not satisfied with anything less. And the same reason why they hold over here it's not kosher if it's not kedei lekabel ariach is the same exact reason that they hold that l'mayla michof is not kosher because you need a hacker, gomer. However, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that Lamaila Mechaf is not even a hacker at all. And therefore, Lamaila Mechaf is possible. And we paskin like the Tanakama, that has to be Rochbe Kedei L'Kabel Riach and Bria Kedei L'Kabel Riach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.